the World Monetary Conference because of the shortage of liquidity.
Yes.
What's our position on that?
I think it ought to be that it has to be prepared very carefully, that we have been trying to feel for areas of agreement where some kind of a consensus might emerge eventually, and we haven't found it yet, that we're not opposed to the idea, but publicly we feel that at least while we speak for a government, it's no harm in his doing it, but speaking for a government, it would raise too many false hopes to put great stress on it now.
Well, the liquidity just depends really today, world liquidity, on the dollar and sterling, doesn't it?
It does, and there is need to get more, and meanwhile...
And then with the backed by our own personal supply of gold, to have the whole world monetary system depend on the United States' supply of gold, which happens to be, in a sense, an historical accident,
sure.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
No, it is too limited, and for the long run, we've got to broaden it out. So what we've been doing, of course, in the meanwhile, is to build these new arrangements, which are minor, but are helping us get through the next few years while there is a chance to probe to see what other countries are prepared to take on in the way of burden. They haven't been surplus countries long enough. They haven't lived with convertibility long enough to have reached a stage of quite understanding what it means to them. And we're over the next few years, I think we will find that we can get more and more that comes from them to help support the monetary system. Right now, it is sterling and the dollar, and of course, mainly the dollar.
What would we want? What would we want?
I think ideally something along the lines he's talking about, a continual enlargement of the monetary fund. If it's going to do what he says, and that is itself create credit, we're going to have to maintain some standards so that it doesn't run away.
Yeah.
And it's the problem of getting the other leading countries to share in the development of those standards and to develop good operating arrangements that'll survive a crisis that we do have to push away on now. And what we're doing meanwhile with our own arrangements, what we call the swaps and the borrowings in foreign currency, is in fact to bring the other leading countries into a working relation with us, from which in time, I think, and I hope not too long, they'll see much more of what has to be done, so that we're moving really in spirit in the along the lines that he proposes, but with a feeling that you don't just solve it with a monetary conference. You remember the bad one in 33? That one was called before they'd gotten a consensus among the leading countries and without adequate preparation.
Yeah.
With a lot of world confidence built up around it before it happened, and then it collapsed.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Fine.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I'd have a word with you before
sure.
you
Sure, right.
One of the impressions he's got talking to senators, and indeed some people in the administration, is that there's no enthusiasm for the multilateral force.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you want to correct that impression or leave it with it, but I thought you ought to know.
Yeah.
The other thing that the impression he's strongly got talking to senators is that any question of doing away with the United States veto over the use of weapons of the multilateral force is really not political possibility.
Yeah, well, I think that's correct. I don't think we ought to use the word veto, but there should be unanimity on the firing, or at least the firing ought to include the United States in the decision to fire.
That absolutely suits us, but the Germans look as though they may insist that at some period...
Well, then I think we just have to, it's just not a starter. I mean, you can't have some Europeans who have got about three weapons deciding we're going to fire everybody. And I would think that they wouldn't want to be firing any weapons if the United States isn't going to fire it. But anyway, we couldn't possibly go for that, and we're making it very clear, and I'll say that, but... I think we ought to give the MLF a little help until it, so that the Euro, if we ever get the Germans in on it on the basis we're now talking about, surface ships, and with an American acquiescence, and if they think that's going to, it seems to me it's got some merit.
Exactly. It's chiefly political merit.
That's correct. I think they see it as that, but I think it really sticks to the general. If it fails, it's just going to play into the general's hand. So I'm going to give him a little ginger. I thought he had a good speech yesterday, because I thought it was... political speech was good because it didn't have too much hot air in it. It had a lot of hot air in it, but it didn't look like hot air.
No, I quite agree. I thought it was very sensible.
How is he with you?
Oh, well, fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's going all right.
Is he enjoying his visit?
I think so.
Yeah.
He looks pleased as much. Everybody quite across the whole time.
The liquidity was... Ian McMillan are just about as clear. Actually, Ian McMillan are...
extraordinarily close together on most things.
It was like Gatesgill, just personal. It's like all these, huh? Sort of like Nelson Rockefeller, isn't it?
on nuclear test ban, I think the Prime Minister will be coming back with another message in the next 24 hours or so.
Right, okay.
He sent me a draft and I made some comments on it. So what he would hope is to get some agreement by the end of this week on what a joint message to UK would look like.
Right, right.
And then how we play the hand, we'll have to take a little time more.
Right, right. I saw a British plane was fired on in the corridor, right out of the corridor, a Cessna, in the Berlin, but I guess it's moved out of the corridor a bit.
Probably doing
something to it. Yeah. I saw Smathers this morning. He was with his wife and son. I said, well, it just shows how lucky some guys are. Okay. But what other impression has he got? That's anything else that he ought to be? About Nassau? He hasn't got any impression that we're not for Nassau, has he?
No, but of course, I mean, you saw from his speech, his view is that we don't
need
nuclear weapons now, and he would do his best to see that some arrangements made so that whatever the Polaris submarines are being built are handed over to some other use or stop.
Yeah.
Whether you think like that when he sees all the facts and figures remains...
Well, he may decide politically he doesn't want to quite go that hard, in my judgment, before he's finished.
Yeah. I think that's very likely.
The national deterrent, he may find himself in trouble in that one.
Yeah. On other things, I mean, I think you'll find he agrees on most of these things, trade, Kennedy rounds, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I think he's very optimistic about what might come out of the Kennedy round. I mean, our reports from Paris are pretty gloomy.
I know, well, de Gaulle just...
Yeah, you see, he can easily wreck that round.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by midsummer next year, I don't know what will they look like as a forward policy. Can't get any reduction in trade barriers. The agricultural services is all building up and everyone getting very angry with each other. We might be quite a mess.
Harold
Wilson happily goes on thinks there'll be a great confidence in which all these trade barriers come down and you'll all allow in lots of raw materials and temporary foodstuffs from the Commonwealth and the underdeveloped countries. It's a nice picture, but I don't see it happening with the six.
Yeah. Okay, right. Good. Thanks. Some White House function.
Oh, really?
And if she couldn't find it, she wanted to get the greatest living expert. In addition, it was the challenge to the White House switchboard that they were able to find that you were heading for the station. I don't know how they found that out.
Well, I didn't get the message until just a little while ago that you called.
Yeah, well, that was what it was about. Jackie wanted to ask you that.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was going to call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I talked to Clay as you asked me to.
Right.
And did not tell him that I had even seen you.
Right.
He said that if he testifies, that he's going to say what he's been saying, which was that first of all, we have not been asked to study the new program. We've merely studied the old program. and that if we felt that in certain criteria had been followed, that the old program could have been reduced by $500 million.
Yeah.
Now, what that means is that if Clay agrees with the increases that you have asked for, namely the $325 million for Latin America,
yeah,
and you know the $200 million social projects and $125 million more for AIDS, and also $80 million for economic aid to India, Pakistan, Nigeria, additional money, and also $80 million for military aid to India, plus $50 million more to increase your emergency fund. This amounts to about $525 million.
Right.
Now Clay said he doesn't differ with this request.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't.
Right.
I think they're perfectly, all those increases are perfectly reasonable increases.
Right, right. But
so what this would amount to would be that he would say, yes, according to the criteria that we've established, they could have done this last year for $3 million more, but now there are new things that will bring this up another $500 million plus.
Which he supports.
Yeah, that'll be about $4 billion.
Well, that'd be fine. As long as you see, what happened was in his press conference, he was sort of stressing so much the $500 million reduction of the previous program that
right.
All the papers ended up with a 3.4 figure.
Yeah.
So that we never got much around to that.
Well, I caught him saying, I just said, what are you going to do? I want to know because I'm going to be asked by reporters and I may testify too. I want to know what you're going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So now the only thing wrong with that from your standpoint is that he'll be talking about $4 billion or $3 billion.
Well, if you just stick with $4 billion, one, and we could just make that the line, that's fine with me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the only thing that...
What would you suggest I ought to do to sort of make sure that we try to keep him, really saying it so they understand it, because otherwise it gets awfully complicated.
All right, but I don't think you'll be in trouble there. Eh?
Right, okay.
He and I understood each other.
Yeah.
And there's only one slight problem, and that is when you ask for $125 million more for the Alliance for Progress, which is in keeping with more or less of a commitment.
Yeah.
The one trouble about that is it's going to be one hell of a job to find a way to put that money there.
Well, that's all right, though.
That's all right.
That's all right.
The authorization, if the Latin Americans don't come through, that's just too
That's easy. Right, exactly. As this year, we're letting $200 million pass, but it's important that we have the dough there in case they
that's
do.
Right. I would testify that this is a perfectly proper amount, and I'd like to see that much put in Latin America, but there's no guarantee that they'll come through to that extent.
Right, that's that, exactly. I think that's fine. That's fine. Good. Well, you'll be back in any case.
I'll be back in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Good.
And I'll see when I get back. I'll tell you what I pick up over there.
Okay, good.
Well, I enjoyed seeing you.
Thanks a lot.
I don't think you got to worry about Clay.
Okay, good. Right on. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, fine.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm getting rather suspicious over here that despite your instructions that some of our friends over in the Central Intelligence Agency might think that they're smarter than anybody else and that they're trying to stick fellas into the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
And John McCone has told me on 2 or 3 occasions, and Dulles, of course, did, that they never would do that.
Right, right.
They've sent out messages and the rest of it.
Right.
But we've got a group in training now that looks suspicious. And I'd like...